first impressions of the getting first look at all the pieces that you're going to get to work with this year?
Yeah, it was good. It was a lot of fun to get out there on the field. You know, we've been kind of running plays with our offense by themselves, but it was good to get out and see a defense kind of giving you some looks and get a little competition. So it was good. There's definitely some rust out there, I think, from everybody, myself included. But it was good to get out there and just compete a little bit and have fun playing football.
Does it feel good to hear like Reggie McKenzie give the vote? You're the vote of confidence to say that you're going to be the guy to start OTAs as a starter.
Well, I mean, somebody's got to take the first snap. I mean, what we do from here on out, it's who plays the best, and so somebody's got to take the first one. There can only be one quarterback on the field, so my job is to go out there and play the best I can, compete with myself, be better tomorrow than I was today.
Matt, you got two young guys behind you, real inexperienced guys. You're sitting there trying to learn this new system and get comfortable in your shoes. Do you have any time at all to kind of help them out, or are you too busy trying to get yourself set up?
There's a little bit of both going on. I am familiar with the West Coast offense, West Coast style terminology a little bit. That's how I was brought up in Green Bay and then last year in Seattle. So I am a little bit more familiar with the terminology, so it's a little bit less of a learning curve. So I have had time to, you know, sit down with the guys and kind of, you know, give them a little bit of what I've learned in the past, learned from, you know, some great quarterbacks. So,
do you look to really, I don't know, assert yourself as a leader, or is that something that happens naturally?
I think it's something that happens naturally, but it's definitely something that I'm going to be looking to, you know, take a step up and try to be a leader on this team. But it's definitely going to be something that gets sorted out when you start playing games and you start getting into the dog days a little bit.
Former teammate of yours is supposed to be coming in here tomorrow for a visit. As a guy who's been worked with Charles Woodson, what could he potentially bring to the team?
You know, I've spent, you know, four years with Charles, and you know, everybody knows he's a great player, but he's also, you know, a great man, a great teammate, a great leader. And you know, I don't know what's happening with all that. I don't really follow all that, but you know, it would you know, I think the front office, Reggie and them, are going to make the right decision, what they think is going to be best for us going forward, and what's going to be best for us come the fall. So, you know, I do have experience with him, but we'll see how it plays out.
What's your impressions of being out there on the field a few times now with McFadden, and today the first time against the defense?
It's good. He's, you know, I've spent a lot of time with him in the film room, and he's very knowledgeable about the game. He's very knowledgeable about, you know, his job as a running back in protection, and it's good. You can see him kind of flying around, and you know, it's good to, you know, it's good to have that guy that's had success, been in the league for a while. He kind of has your back, so it's. You know, he's a special player and a special athlete.
He's always been a guy that's caught a decent amount of passes, but maybe not quite as many as some people have thought because of his hands are so good and everything. Do you think that this West Coast scheme could account for a lot of receptions out of the backfield for him?
You know, it could. We'll see how the game plans, you know, organizing it. We feel we have a couple of good guys coming out of the backfield hands-wise. But, you know, I think hopefully – plan is everyone will get their hands on the ball, and everyone will get their opportunities to make some plays.
For those who haven't seen you play, what do you bring to the table here?
I'm extremely competitive. Don't like to lose. Don't like to don't accept it. And I like to think that I'm a smart and accurate player. Make quick decisions and try to get everybody around me playing better, and try to get all the playmakers around me the ball.